You're listening to the Infidelity and Beyond podcast. Each week, we talk about topics that focus on not only surviving, but thriving after being betrayed by a partner or spouse. It can be one of the most traumatic and lonely times of your life, and that's why we're here. So welcome. This is your safe space. Well, thanks for joining me. My name is Kate Harvey. I'm a successful businesswoman, part-time actor and writer, and I live in Melbourne, Australia. And nearly 4 years ago, I found out my husband was cheating on me. It was the worst thing that has ever happened to me. But now that I'm through the other side of my recovery journey, I'm actually really grateful it happened. Now, I know it sounds crazy, and if you told me 2 years ago I'd be saying this, I would not have believed you. But the growth I've had over these years, and the confidence I've found, the authentic way I'm living my life now, and the fun I've been having, has been a direct result of the trauma I experienced and how I recovered. Now, when I told my spouse I found out about the cheating, he was adamant that he wanted to stay with me and make our marriage work. Now, it took me some time for me to decide that that wasn't what I wanted, and future episodes of this podcast will go deeper into that decision. But my overwhelming thought was, well, he's had his fun for a long time, and I've been bearing all the mental load of running the family, and now I have to work hard to forgive him and try and fix something I didn't break. And it sounded like a lot of hard work with a very unsure outcome. So I decided that I'd rather invest time, effort, and emotion into saving myself rather than my marriage. It seemed better odds to me. Now, I'm an extremely practical person, even when emotions are involved. So I liken it to investing in a super fund. You have a whole bunch of investments you can make and they pay off at different rates. Now, emotionally, I had an investment portfolio of my children, my friends and family, my husband, my career, and typical of most, a lot of women, last of all myself. So I took a look at the payoff so far and what it would look like moving forward. And now I call it my investment balance sheet, but then I was just trying to make sense of how the world was and what I was going to do. So if you take a look at the kids, big tick, they're gorgeous, empathetic, funny, wonderful people who I'd want to hang out with even if they weren't my children. Now, with a marriage breakup, they were going to need even more investment and love and support, and I was determined to do that. Looking at my friends and family, again, a big tick. Now, I tend to be quite ruthless with people who create drama in my life and tend to sort of let them leave my life. So I had a great circle of supportive people around me already. Now, admittedly, I hadn't been investing in them enough of late, you know, work, life, etc. gets in the way, but I knew I was going to need them more and to take more from them than I was used to taking, rely on them more, which for such an independent person was a really tricky thing for me. But I knew I had to do it to stay sane and to recover somehow and build a happier life. Now, my husband, I had been a faithful, supportive partner for 30 years. I was far from perfect as a partner, but there was a clear, undeniable love and commitment I had given him. And this investment had paid dividends in the past, but now had completely tanked. So I thought it would be crazy to invest more time and emotion in something that was at rock bottom, with no promise of it getting anywhere near what it had been in the past. Now, my career. I realized I'd invested far too much time and too much of my headspace into my career. I was very much the type of person who linked their self-worth and what they contributed to the world to their career. But the thing was, it wasn't something that loved me back. And at the end of my days, I was never going to say I wish I'd worked more. I was absolutely over-invested in my career. And then lastly, myself. I did used to take time out for myself, and I tried to exercise and eat well and do some things for me. But with all of the other responsibilities in my life, this was definitely an area of underinvestment as well. So looking at it as a whole, in terms of rebalancing my emotional investment, I decided I was now going to ramp up my investment in myself and my children, take more from my friends and family to help me recover, pull back on my career, and completely remove the need to invest in a partner. And this served me so well across the time when I was in the worst of it. It would help me get up in the morning when I didn't want to. It would help me not take on board the critics who said I should give my husband another chance or I was being a little brutal. It was actually one of the key guiding principles of my recovery, and I'm so grateful that I was able to create it and use it. And look, talking to other people who have been betrayed, and it has been, the majority have been women, but they all say they have their own ways of coping. But there are some common themes I've come across, and I'll be sharing them again here on the podcast and in the book I'm writing. Now, this book I'm writing, I've split into three parts. And as you do with a book, you try and split it into three things that really sort of click together well. So the first one is about the ruckus, when it first happens, you know, when you first find out, it's explosive, it's shocking, it's like a bomb going off in your life. And there's things that you do and have to act around, and it's that big fallout, you know, immediately after the bomb. It's that crisis mode that you're in. And then the second part is the response and the recovery. So for me, looking back on it now, it probably took me 2.5-3 years, that response and recovery part of it. And then the final part I talk about is the rebuild. So focusing on yourself and who you want to be and who you want around you. And it really is all about building a new life that you love. And notice I talk about focusing on yourself. So I'm not saying focus on yourself so that you can go out and get a new relationship, which you can if you want to. My point and my principles and the way I have been rebuilding my life is to absolutely put myself as number one. And when you do that and you build your confidence and you build a fun life, then perhaps a new relationship will come along that will really serve you in your new life. But to me, my focus is me and building a fun life around me that revolves around me. Now, I've done a lot of this with those three, sort of the ruckus, the response, and the rebuild. I've done it to help the flow of the book. And I'll tend to refer to these in the podcast as well. But the recovery from probably one of the most traumatic things that has ever happened to you is not a linear journey. And I liken it to a roller coaster. Now, throughout the podcast and the book, you'll know I really, really like analogies. So this will not be the last analogy I talk about. So I liken it to a roller coaster that you didn't choose to ride, that has more twists and turns than you ever thought possible, that plunges you into deep, dark caverns with no notice, and that just as it pulls into the station and you think the ride is coming to an end, it decides to shoot off again. I mean, it's all pretty dire, right? So how do you respond, recover, and rebuild in such a tumultuous time of your life? Now, the approach that I see works the best is summed up by saying this: you weren't responsible for your partner's betrayal, but you are responsible for managing your recovery from it. That's what we're talking about in these podcasts, about you and taking control of your life and your recovery. Now, I hope you join me in future episodes of the Infidelity and Beyond podcast. We will talk all things good and bad about recovering from infidelity and building a life you love. We will take on taboo topics like those of hate and some intrusive thoughts that come in, and sex as well. And most importantly, we will focus on helping you take control of your life. I hope you join me. Take care. I'll see you next time. You've been listening to the Infidelity and Beyond podcast. We're honoured we're a part of your recovery journey and remind you to seek help from friends, family, and professionals when you need it.